from Dorothy. It's April 5th, 2026, 8 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as acting head of the Justice Department. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. This decision ends her 14-month tenure at the Department of Justice. Trump named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche to serve as acting Attorney General immediately. Blanche was the president's personal defense attorney during his recent hush money trial in New York. Sources indicate the dismissal followed frustration with Bondi's handling of politically sensitive matters. Reports suggest Trump was unhappy she failed to prosecute his political enemies as requested. The handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigative files has been a central point of contention. Bondi faced backlash for court losses and perceived mishandling of documents related to the convicted sex offender. She was scheduled to testify before a House committee on April 14th regarding these files. Her firing now casts uncertainty over that proceeding. Rep. Proceeding, Nancy Mace stated Bondi remains legally compelled to testify despite the status of the subpoena being under review.
President Trump issues a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran threatening strikes on energy infrastructure if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. President Donald Trump has issued a stark 48-hour ultimatum to Iran. He threatens severe military strikes on the country's energy infrastructure and bridges if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping. The threat came via social media on Sunday, shortly after the confirmed rescue of a U.S. aviator whose aircraft was shot down over Iranian airspace. Trump warned that time is running out and stated the United States will target power plants and bridges if Iran fails to comply by Tuesday. He used profanity-laden language to address the Iranian regime directly in a separate post. The escalation follows the successful rescue of a U.S. service member during an operation last week. White House and military officials confirmed the aviator's safe return. Trump framed this rescue as a sign of U.S. strength and capability. He reiterated that the United States could easily take control of the Strait of Hormuz and manage oil exports if necessary.
U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian territory. U.S. BISCHAN, Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian territory early Sunday. President Donald Trump announced the operation concluded a high-stakes search and rescue mission that began Friday after the two-seat fighter jet was downed by Iranian air defenses. The rescue of the second airman brings both crew members out of hostile territory. The first crew member was rescued alive near the crash site on Friday, while the second had evaded capture for more than a day in southwestern Iran. Trump stated that all forces involved were safe and out of Iranian airspace. He described the enemy as large and violent, but called the rescuers brilliant and decisive. The downing of the F-15E occurred 5 weeks into a conflict that began with U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iranian infrastructure.
A second U.S. aircraft is struck by Iranian fire during the conflict as rescue efforts continue for downed aircrew. A second U.S. aircraft, an A-10 Thunderbolt known as a Warthog, was also reportedly struck by Iranian fire during the same period. Details regarding its crew remain less clear in some reports, but U.S. officials confirm the crew was safely recovered. During the rescue efforts for the F-15E crew, U.S. helicopters were targeted by Iranian fire while attempting to extract personnel. A UH-60 Black Hawk and a second search and rescue helicopter were struck but managed to return safely. The rescue operation involved significant international cooperation with Israeli intelligence providing assistance to U.S. forces during the mission. The downing of the jet occurred shortly after President Trump had publicly asserted that U.S. military capabilities were completely decimated. The incident represents a significant escalation in the war, which began with coordinated strikes by U.S. and Israeli forces against Iranian infrastructure 5 weeks ago.
Israeli intelligence reportedly assisted in the successful extraction of both airmen from downed jets over Iranian airspace. Israeli intelligence reportedly assisted in the successful extraction of both airmen from downed jets over Iranian airspace, according to U.S. and Israeli officials speaking on condition of anonymity. The involvement highlights the close coordination between Washington and Tel Aviv during this high-stakes operation. The aircraft was carrying a pilot and a weapons systems officer, both of whom ejected before the jet crashed. The incident represents a significant escalation in the war following extensive U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iranian infrastructure. Two U.S. Black Hawk helicopters were hit by fire during the initial search and rescue efforts, but managed to return to base. The rescue of the second airman brings the total number of U.S. personnel recovered from the incident to two.
That's your Dorothy News update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.